KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports locally last night in high school volleyball play from the Western Iowa Conference, it was Missouri Valley downing IKM Manning in three straight. Riverside defeating Audubon 3-0. Trainer over AHSTW 3 in a row. And Underwood beat Tri-Center 3 straight. Rolling Valley Conference action saw Cam defeat Woodbine 3-2. Coon Rapids Bayard over Exira EHK in 3 straight. Glenn Ralston took 3 out of 5 from Boyer Valley, while Peyton Sherdan beat Arweva 3-1. In the Corner Conference, East Mills over Stanton, 2-1. Also in Pride of Iowa Conference action, it was Lennox, a 3-sweep over Central Decatur. Also around the region, Cam defeating Griswold 2-1. It was Griswold over Woodbine in 2 straight. Abraham Lincoln beating Thomas Jefferson 3-0. Murray took 3 out of 4 from Ankeny Christian Academy. Also, it was Fall City Sacred Heart, Nebraska over Sydney, 3-1. Stanton swept a pair from Bedford. East Mills, 2 in a row over Bedford. Nottoway Valley defeated South Hamilton. West Central Valley, Earlham, and Perry, all by identical 2-0 scores. Now, the weekly high school volleyball rankings from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union in Class 1A have Holy Trinity Catholic on top. Wapsie Valley and New London are 2 and 3. St. Albert is at number 6 and Coon Rapids Bayard at number 7 in this week's top 15. In Class 2A, Western Christian, Dyke, New Hartford, and Wilton are the top 3 ranked teams. Underwood is in at number 6. Nottoway Valley fell out of this week's rankings. They were 15th last week. In 3A, Mount Vernon, Osage, and Clarion Goldfield Dows are the top 3 ranked teams. Red Oak is in at number 13. Kemper Catholic fell out of the rankings. They were 14th last week. Cedar Rapids Xavier, Western Dubuque, and Marion are the top 3 in 4A. Glenwood is at number 5, Harlan at 13, and Lewis Central is at number 14 this week's 4A poll. And Class 5A, Cedar Falls, Ankeny Centennial, and Dowling Catholic are the top 3. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln is in at number 15 in this week's poll. Well, high school football back on the slate for tonight, and the Atlantic Trojans football team will hit the road on Friday night again to face Jefferson. This time facing Greene County Rams in Jefferson. They open up Class 2A District 9 play. The Trojans bounce back from an opening week loss to Underwood with a big win over Kemper Catholic last week. Greene County won a tight game over Bondurant Farrar in their opener and dropped a game to South Central Calhoun in Week 2. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said his team took some steps forward last week.
I think we made some strides both in all three areas. You know, our defense played pretty well the week before, but came out kind of on their heels in the second half. They really put the clamps down. Offensively, you mentioned we had a couple great drives early on. Great start, and then even a great finish to the game. When we had the short field, we punched it in. And then special teams, a couple nice returns, but, a huge punt block, too.
Well, Greene County will play a similar offensive style to the Knights, spreading the field with multiple wide receivers. They have a quarterback that's willing to take off and run as well. Bryce Stalder has thrown for 302 yards and 3 touchdowns. He's also run for 71 yards and another score. Jackson Warnicke leads the Rams with 8 catches for 141 yards and a score. Coach McDermott said the defense is going to get tested at all levels this week.
They got a really nice quarterback in a Stadler kid who, really kind of wants to run the ball first. And he's quick. He's their fastest kid on their team. That's going to put a lot of pressure on our defensive line and linebackers. And then the DBs, as you mentioned, they want to spread it out. Put those guys in space. They have a nice receiver in number 1, a Warnke kid who, even though he's double covered at times, they'll throw it to him and he'll go up and catch a football. So our defense is certainly going to be tested again this week.
Atlantic got a boost in the backfield last week with Bodie Johnson and Corey Parrott both rushing for close to 75 yards apiece. With a night that's expected to be a little soggy, the ground game may become an important factor. Kickoff for the game in Jefferson tonight set for 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you here on the radio. 6:30 the pregame. Now, visiting fans' seating is limited, and fans will be asked to wear face coverings when they enter the stadium and when they move around in the common areas. You can hear the full interview with Coach McDermott coming up later on this afternoon at 4:45 on Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Now, the Riverside Bulldogs will host the St. Albert Falcons in a big Class A District 9 football game tonight. We'll have coverage of it here on KJAN. The Bulldogs have played well in their 2 opening wins over Red Oak and West Monona. Riverside head coach Darrell Frain said the guys have met the challenges placed in front of them by the coaching staff so far.
I think we've progressed pretty good. We knew coming in, we expected coming in to have a good chance to win the first 2 games, and we stepped up and pretty much did everything I asked of them. Now we just got to keep progressing. We know the caliber of teams that we play this week and the next few weeks are a little better than what we've seen so far, so we just got to make sure we're ready to play.
Quarterback Austin Kremkowski has completed 61% of his passes for 273 yards and three touchdowns so far. He's also racked up 149 rushing yards and three more scores. Rhett Bentley has been the workhorse tailback with 235 yards and five scores so far this year. St. Albert head coach Jake Driver said they'll have a challenge to slow down the Bulldogs' backfield.
Tailback number eight, they put him all over the place. He runs super hard. He's a nice back in their system. He reads the counter trade real well and runs hard. The quarterback number 12, he's a gunslinger. He likes to really chuck it all over the place, and he's got enough of wheels that if you cover your guys, he'll take off and run. Coach Frain does a real nice job of mixing up that counter tray with a little bit of quarterback keep.
The Falcons have faced some really tough competition to start the year. They opened with a loss to top-five-ranked Lewis Central team in 3A, then had a physical battle with Logan Magnolia in week two. Coach Driver said his team is trying to move past those games and focus on the next task.
You know, I think we've done a nice job of rebounding mentally, I think so, and kind of challenging our kids to play to their potential and things like that. And Coach has done a great job there to help us to stay focused.
Well, the Falcons will have some experience and speed, especially on the edges, and Coach Frain said they'll need to try to contain a faster opponent.
The biggest concern is their speed. They spread them out. They'll go five wide, and all five guys are extremely fast. If we can contain them, I think we have a chance, but you know, it's one of those things that we got to spend a lot of time on keeping everything in front of us because they're a lot faster than us. So hopefully we do that, and when we have a chance, keep them in front and be sure tacklers, and we'll have a chance.
This will be our broadcast game for tonight here on the radio. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have coverage of the game from Oakland. You can catch it on AM 1220, FM 101.1. You can listen online. You can also watch the live video stream of the game. We'll provide that for you at KJAN-TV on our KJAN video network on our website. The night begins with our weekly pick'em show. Who's going to win at 6 o'clock? The pregame show at 6:30. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight. Now, in addition to that, we'll have three other games tonight for you as well. Our high school of network video network channel will be busy as all get out tonight, as we've got four games in total tonight that you can watch along with us on KJAN.com. Go to our KJAN video network page and pick out your favorites. Again, we'll have St. Albert at Riverside on KJAN-TV. The Cam Cougar Channel will have Cam hosting East Union. On Grizz Tiger Vision, they'll have Griswold hosting Lennox. And on Spartan Media, Exira EHK will be hosting Glidden-Ralston. You can watch all of those games tonight on our website at KJAN.com. That's just a sampling of games around the area. Plenty of other games going on this evening around the region here in week number three. Well, a season of uncertainty and high expectations begins tomorrow for Iowa State as the Cyclones host Louisiana in their only non-conference game of the season. The Cyclone defense will be challenged by a Louisiana offense that averaged nearly 38 points per game last season. Ragin' Cajun quarterback Levi Lewis passed for more than 3,000 yards and 26 touchdowns a year ago.
What you're seeing now is elite escapability, and this elite ability in terms of his arm strength to make plays down the field. And, you know, we've talked about this multiple times because we see this in the Big 12, is you see really talented quarterbacks that have the ability to stress the defense.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell, who says Lewis has the mobility and the arm strength of the quarterbacks they face in the Big 12. Campbell says an Iowa State offense with some new starters in the line and receiving core faces a pretty tough challenge.
And this is a veteran defense, a defense that had great success a year ago, and you know, there it's going to be a really good indicator for, you know, where we are, where our strengths and maybe where our weaknesses lie after this football game.
Kickoff set for 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Jack Trice Stadium. ESPN will have television coverage. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs appear to have another offensive weapon after opening their Super Bowl title defense with a 34-20 win over the Houston Texans. Rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran through the rain for 138 yards and a touchdown in his first game since the Chiefs grabbed him in the first round of the NFL draft out of LSU. The Chiefs' aerial attack also was pretty potent as Patrick Mahomes Jr. threw for 211 yards, including scoring strikes to Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, and Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs have won 10 straight dating back to last season. And a Major League Baseball action yesterday. The Detroit Tigers had a pretty tough couple of days and they were able to salvage something yesterday. Yadier Molina had a go-ahead two-run homer in the second inning as the Cardinals jumped out early and posted a 12-2 victory in Game 1 of a doubleheader yesterday against the Tigers. The Cards had a 3-0 lead late, but the Tigers came back and grabbed a 6-3 victory with a comeback late in that ball game yesterday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.